T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. We got a big hour ahead, Al. We got the hot seat coming up, and Clifford W. Letts, our NASA correspondent, is coming in, Al. The first ever booze cruise in space.
Ah.
8 people and a capsule filled with alcohol.
That's what could go wrong?
Wow.
What could possibly go wrong?
Happy hour.
Well, I was asking that yesterday where we were having a great time until suddenly pops on one of our commercials, Al, and it's a man named Ken Barkley, host of You Better You Bet and the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. And he came on to say, take the under, Eagles 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't like it. And now he's on the line to explain to us why he feels so badly about our team. Hi, Ken.
Hi, guys. I was kind of hoping we would do the booze cruise in space, but I guess we're gonna do Eagles win total instead. I was hoping for booze cruise in space. I thought that's why I was coming on, and it turns out it's an ambush, basically.
It's not an ambush, Ken. We love your work. You Better You Bet is terrific. We were very depressed. I got a big bet down, a big bet, Ken, at 8.5. And I was feeling good about that. And then you went, take the under at 9.5. Help us to understand why you feel that way.
Right. Well, first of all, they could go 9-8, and we both win. So there's a way everybody wins out of this, by the way, if you bet
That's
over
correct.
8.5.
That's correct.
I think with the Eagles, it's just, there's a couple things. I don't want to come off like an Eagle hater. I think they're a pretty good team. But when you start to see 9.5 juiced over, there's even 10s in a couple places now. So here are the quarterbacks. There's like a really simple way to understand this. Here are the quarterbacks who have a win total of 10 or more this year. And just think to yourself, like, does Jalen Hurts fit in this conversation? Right. So here are the quarterbacks with a win total of 10 or more. Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Matthew Stafford, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, Justin Herbert. That's it. That's the end of the list. So just like, I have a lot of questions still about Jalen Hurts, and I think it's okay to have a lot of questions still. Doesn't mean he's bad. He doesn't have to be bad. It just means that, like, when it's a completely unproven thing and the market expects the team to be awesome, like, I think it's really reasonable they're just a 500 team this year because Jalen Hurts is like a 500 team quarterback. Like, why do they have to win 11 games this year? Like, why is that? As with all the talent in the world, quarterback and even coach, like, if I still have questions, I think if the market's pulling a team in one direction and I'm still skeptical, then I have to play back on something like that.
You relate to this stuff as a gambling expert, Ken. We relate to it as fans, and here's the way we're looking at it. Eagles won 9 games with that quarterback last year, and the Eagles improved themselves spectacularly in the offseason. They had one of the best offseasons, and their schedule is easier than the schedule that got them 9 wins last year. Why wouldn't we expect more than that? It doesn't make sense. From our logic, it makes perfect sense that there would be a 10 or 11 win team.
Sure. I think here's a good way to think about it. There's a team in recent NFL history that had a trajectory almost exactly like this. New coach, quarterback going into his second year, and the team made the playoffs. They won a ton of games. I think they won 11 regular season games a couple of years ago in a 16-game regular season. And there was a ton of buzz about that team. The next year, their quarterback was actually the most bet player to be the most valuable player of the NFL that offseason. And of course, the team I'm talking about is Mitch Trubisky and the Chicago Bears a few years ago, who lost to the Philadelphia, obviously lost to the Philadelphia Eagles in the double doink game, right?
Yep,
So just like, which is it, right? Is Sirianni Hurts the new Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, where it's 10 years of double digit wins, making the playoffs? Is it Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger? Like, is that what it is? This is only they've only done it one time. And if they've done it one time, then there's kind of just as good of a chance that it's Mitch Trubisky and Matt Nagy, right? Who won 11 games, and then the market increased their win total the next year. But this team's awesome. You know, like great defense, like an all-time defensive unit. And it turns out the quarterback just wasn't that good. And because of that, it wasn't that they were bad, but they kind of had the season that maybe the Eagles had. Maybe they go 9-8. Maybe they go 8-9. Maybe they get the seventh seed in the playoffs. Those were reasonable expectations, and that team won 11 games the year before. So just because a team won a bunch in one year, I think we can't set a baseline expectation that high.
Hey, Ken, this is Marcus Hayes. I just can't get past the I actually spent a week in Chicago before the double doink game, so I know that team pretty well. And that team is, number one, it played in a much tougher division and had a much tougher schedule the next season. And, yeah, Mitch Trubisky is Mitch Trubisky, but, I mean, the reality is this is a better team soup to nuts. Unless you project Jalen Hurts regressing, then you probably should expect similar results from the team that, you know, was, you know, moderately successful last season.
Well, so I think here's the interesting part, right, is both of you so far have said something that I think is really interesting, right, which is the schedule this year is easier, right? That's like a pretty kind of a big linchpin of this argument. And I think one thing that's really dangerous in both betting the NFL, projecting the NFL, betting win totals, is to basically like look at a schedule for an NFL team and like know for sure exactly how difficult it is. Like there are some things, like if I ask you what are four certainties with teams this year, either that they're going to be really good or really bad, there are probably a few, right? Like, I think we feel really good Tampa's going to be good. Like, we feel pretty good that Tampa's going to be good this year. We probably feel really good that Houston or maybe Chicago is going to be really bad. Like, that's probably something we can, like, hang around. Or Atlanta, that's probably another, like, certainty that they're just not going to be very good.
How about Detroit?
Well, I don't think we know. But I think that's the whole point, right, is that I think I can get to like six teams either in the really, like I know they're going to be really good or I know they're going to be really bad. And then after that, I've got like 25 teams left.
Right.
And
hold
I have
on.
No idea. Ken, I have no idea whether they're going to be good or bad.
Here's how you can help us. Ken.
Okay.
Opening game, Eagles at Detroit, Eagles -4.5. Just right now, what's your gut on that? Which way would you go with that? Given 4.5 with the Birds or getting it with the Lions?
Well, I think so. With these teams, obviously played last year, and the line was less than this. And,
right.
You guys may not know this because I think we're on opposite sides right now. I had the Eagles win total over last year was my favorite bet. It was 7, and it was my favorite thing. And I bet them. This was one of my biggest bets of the season in this game last year against the Lions.
Ooh.
Because when the Eagles have a talent advantage over their opponent, this was the defining storyline of their season last year. When they played non-playoff teams who they have a talent advantage over, they crushed. They were awesome. It's like one of the best things that they do. They have a huge advantage in the trenches normally in those games. They run the ball really well.
All right, does that apply to this game? Does the same thing apply?
Yeah.
So you would pick the Eagles and give those points?
Yeah. I don't think I would bet it now because I think Hard Knocks is going to keep airing. I think people are going to – everyone loves the Lions this year. Like, why would you bet the Eagles now? Wait till the day before the season? Wait till the morning of the season? Bet the Eagles that you probably get a better number than you get right now.
All right, but Ken, I just want you to know, I've kind of got a standing offer with people. I think the Lions are winning the game outright because I don't think the Eagles are prepared.
So you bet the Eagles win total over, and right. You bet the Lions in week 1?
I did not bring you on to analyze my decisions. All right, but Ken, if the Eagles do win that game and you have put your money on the Eagles, I'm going to ask everybody who picked the Eagles to give me their pants. Could you please mail me your pants if the Eagles win that game?
Here's the good news. Unlike Nick Costos, who co-hosts the show with me, I have no fashion sense whatsoever. You don't want these pants. You probably don't want them.
All right. You know about Ken, we had a lot of fun with it. And I got to say, I love what you guys do there. It's really good. You and Nick are terrific. And thank you for coming out and being a good sport today.
Of course. No problem. Good luck with the booze cruise. I want to talk about it, too.
Ken Barkley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! auto parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.